Report, RFK Jr. considers pulling coronavirus vaccine from official childhood vaccine schedule. By Hannah Knudsen on April 23, 2025. Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is reportedly considering removing the coronavirus vaccine from the government's official childhood vaccine schedule. According to Politico, which spoke to two people familiar with the discussions, this move would drop the jab from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC, official guidance for childhood vaccines. However, the outlet makes clear that no decision has been made at this point. The specifics of the removal are still under discussion and could change, said the two people, who were granted anonymity to discuss private deliberations, Politico reported. HHS spokesperson Andrew Nixon also confirmed that no final decision has been made. Currently, the schedule has one or more doses of the 2024 to 2025 vaccine recommended for children as young as 6 months old up to 15 months. That vaccine is listed again in the section for children 18 months up to 18 years, again recommending one or more doses of the 2024 to 2025 vaccine. A more detailed breakdown for the coronavirus vaccine for those 6 months to 4 years recommends doses from the same manufacturer. For Moderna, for example, it recommends 2 doses. For the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, it recommends 3 doses for that age group. It is now well known that the coronavirus vaccine does not prevent transmission of the virus, nor does it prevent one from contracting it, either, despite misinformation peddled by Democrats such as former President Joe Biden, who threatened unvaccinated Americans during the pandemic. The potential move comes as RFK Jr. makes waves with a series of announcements as of late, teasing this month that the Trump administration plans to release a series of studies to help identify precisely what environmental toxins are causing autism. During the announcement, Kennedy pointed out that the autism rate is continuing to rise, as 1 in 31 children in the U.S. now have autism. He referred to this as an epidemic. Related, moments ago, HHS Sec. RFK Jr. holds news conference on autism. On Tuesday, Kennedy and Food and Drug Administration, FDA, Commissioner Marty Makary also announced that petroleum-based food dyes will be removed from the United States food supply. For the last 50 years, American children have increasingly been living in a toxic soup of synthetic chemicals, Makary said. The scientific community has conducted a number of studies raising concerns about the correlation between petroleum-based synthetic dyes and several health conditions, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, obesity, diabetes, insulin resistance, cancer, genomic disruption, GI issues, as I've seen in the hospital, and allergic reactions, he added. There was zero spent in this country treating chronic disease when my uncle was president, Kennedy pointed out during his remarks at the press conference. Today it's about $1.8 trillion annually, it's bankrupting our nation. 74% of American kids cannot qualify for military service. How are we going to maintain our global leadership with such a sick population? We have all these autoimmune diseases, these exotic diseases. Again, I never heard of juvenile diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, Crohn's disease, and 100 others that were just unknown when I was a kid. I never knew anybody with a peanut allergy. I never knew anybody with a food allergy, he noted.